There was a heavy police presence when both men were brought in. The two men are Connor Tyrone Clarence, 23-year-old, and Shane Frayne, a 25-year-old. Both addresses were given as the Simon community in Bonds Hill. Now, Clarence faces four charges of aggravated vehicle taking causing death of Philip Reynolds, entering a premise of a trespasser stealing car keys, criminal damage to a car, and assisting offenders. Frayne faces nine charges of causing the death of Philip Reynolds by dangerous driving, taking a vehicle causing death, criminal damage, driving no insurance, and a series of motoring offences in relation to the same offence. These offences occurred on February the 2nd. There was no application for bail by either man, although solicitor for Clarence, Mr. David Brewster, he questioned the officer who connected the two men to the charges, Detective Constable Gillen, and he asked, did Clarence give a full account of his role in this matter? And the officer said he did. And he asked, did Clarence tell him that he could not drive? And the police officer said they believed that Clarence was the passenger in the vehicle and that he had cooperated fully. And Mr. Brewster also added that Clarence had asked him to publicly express his apology and regret for his role in this tragic incident. Solicitor for Frayne, Kathy Grant, said that there would be no bail applications, as you know, bail are no questions for the officer. Now, at one point, when the charges were being read to the two men, they were seen to be talking to each other in the dark, and Judge Barney McElholm told them to be quiet, to listen while the charges were read. At the end of the hearing, Judge McElholm said that he would like to express his condolences to the family of Constable Reynolds, and he says he called this a senseless and needless loss of life. Both men were remanded in custody and will appear again on the 7th of March.